Exclusive: John Rich releases album The Country Truth. We the People are vastly more powerful than the corporate music entities. By David Ng on August 18, 2023. Country music singer-songwriter John Rich has amassed a growing number of hit singles, including Progress, End of the World, and Shut Up About Politics, that give voice to the forgotten people of Middle America while taking to task leftist political elites and their woke agenda. With his new album The Country Truth, available Friday, he is once again tapping into the populist groundswell that has re-energized country music, sending an unambiguous message to the corporate music industry that the people, not the elites, hold true power. Watch Progress, below. Breitbart caught up with the Nashville hitmaker and asked him the following. You and guys like Jeffrey Steele and Aaron Lewis are leading the charge in what seems to be a massive musical counterculture movement. Why do you think this movement is taking hold and how do you think record labels in Nashville are viewing this movement? Rich, as per usual, pulled no punches. There's no doubt that artists like myself, Aaron, Jeffrey and now Oliver Anthony are showing the world that it's possible to have massive success without bending the knee to the liberal music industry. People are fed up with fakery and manipulation. So when music comes out that's truly from the heart and has not been edited or programmed by the music industry, they respond in massive numbers. We the people are vastly more powerful than the corporate music entities. And it's great to see them supporting in mass the music that truly touches them. The Country Truth features new songs written by Rich along with some of his favorite collaborators and friends, including Jeffrey Steele, Vicky McGee, and Dirty Job star Mike Rowe. Steele, a Nashville Hall of Fame songwriter, along with co-writer Ira Dean, penned the number one smash Am I the Only One, for Aaron Lewis. Steele also recently released the singles I'm an American and Walk Toward the Fire, a tribute to the late Andrew Breitbart, which he wrote with Breitbart's John Kahn. Watch below. Among the new wave of populist country artists gaining fame is singer Austin Moody, whose recent single I'm Just Sayin', co-written by country music veterans Win Varble and Mike Loudermilk, tackled culture war subjects including the collapse of major cities, university indoctrination, and the transgender movement's targeting of children. Along with the stunningly rapid rise of folk singer Oliver Anthony and Jason Aldean's blistering number one hit, Try That in a Small Town, it certainly appears that conservatively themed music is striking a major chord in America, and with no help from major labels or radio. To mark the release of his new album, which also features the woke mocking single I'm Offended, Rich will perform a live concert on Rumble TV Saturday, August 18, between 7 and 8:30 p.m. ET. Watch below. Rich continues to practice what he preaches. He recently joined the growing list of performers boycotting Anheuser-Busch for signing transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney to promote Bud Light. He also called out Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, R, for pressuring state lawmakers to support red flag gun control. Rich has also spoken out against the music industry for muzzling conservative artists, saying freedom of speech must always be upheld. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.